Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you, if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number. Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
Mm-hmm.
The sweetness of nectar of the Lord's name is the charm of life. The internal joy derived from the name is akin to the external joy of the outer life. This human birth is very difficult to attain. It cannot be got for a song. The body is as a caravanserai. The mind is its watchman. The jivi is the pilgrim. And so, no one of these has any kinship with the others. The pilgrim is bound to salvation city, Mokshapuri. For a trouble-free journey, there is nothing so reliable as Namasmarana, the remembrance of the name of the Lord. Once the sweetness of that name has been experienced, the person will not have exhaustion, unrest or sloth. He will fulfill his pilgrimage of sadhana joyfully, enthusiastically and with deep conviction. Still, for achieving this sadhana, sadbhava or righteousness is very important. Without fear of sin, righteousness cannot originate. Love of God too cannot develop. This fear produces bhakti, which results in the worship of the Lord.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 79th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottar Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Sundara Rupaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba has a benign personality filled with divine charm. The halo of hair marks him out as uniquely divine. His eyes are full of compassion. They shine with the splendor of atmic joy. His face is radiant and full of grace. He wins all hearts by his honey voice and never failing mercy. Those who have mastered the Bhagavata see Lord Krishna in him. He is the same Shyama Sundara whom Vyasa extolled in that scripture, whom many saints were able to visualize and contact, and whom thousands visualize as the Lord today. Baba has granted visions of himself as Panduranga, Srinivasa, Krishna, Rama. This is proof that his beauty is beyond human compassion. Very often, cameras have caught the glow of divine halo surrounding his body and encircling his head. You might drink in the beauty of that form for hours sitting before him. But in a few minutes, if there is another chance of getting a passing glimpse of that frame or face, you are irresistibly drawn to run and earn the joy. That is the sign of the divine charm. You never have enough. The divine in you thirsts for glimpse of the divine. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 79th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sundara Rupaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Sundara Rupaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who has a charming form. On 23rd November 1926, in the wee hours of morning, amidst the reverberating auspicious sounds of the musical instruments playing on their own, God Himself incarnated in a remote village of Puttaparthi in Andhra Pradesh, India. His radiantly beautiful face with attractive features, dusky glowing skin and curly hair delighted everyone. He had a mole on his left cheek, as if to ward off the evil eye. this enchanting, beautiful baby fill Mother Ishwaramma, Grandmother Lakshmamma, and neighbor Subbamma's life with bliss. Since he was born as a blessing, after the mother had partaken the Satyanarayana Puja Prasad, he was named Satyanarayana. Everyone started calling this darling baby Satya. Like the waxing moon of the Shukla Paksha, the baby was growing more beautiful each day. On seeing his enchanting form, Mother Ishwaramma was reminded of Balakrishna of Gokul. As the child grew a little older, he started drawing horizontal lines of vibhuti on his own forehead. He would insist that his older sisters should do this for him. Everyone was enchanted by his charming looks and ways. When he turned 6, the favorite grandchild of Grandfather Kondamaraju started taking part in plays organized by his grandfather's drama company. His unusual beauty, sweet melodious voice and dancing skill used to make the audience feel as though Sri Rama and Sri Krishna had appeared once again on earth. Once, when a program was organized to collect school funds, Satyanarayana enacted the role of the well-known dancer of those days, Rishyendramani, so perfectly that none realized that this was not her performing. After Sri Satyanarayana proclaimed his avatarhood and declared that, "I am Sai Baba," many devotees began to throng Puttaparthi and several festivals started being celebrated there. In the procession during Navaratri, Bhagwan Baba's form looked very beautiful and divine. Earlier, during the procession of Ramnavami, Bala Satya's playmates used to dress him up as Sri Rama because of his charming form and divine qualities. During the Navaratri festival, Swami's form used to seem especially divine and attractive. In 1946, the devotees decided to take Swami in a procession in a beautifully decorated palanquin, and Swami acceded to their wish. At the time, the devotees saw him on different days as the indescribable glowing Meenakshi of Madurai, Visalakshi of Kashi, Kamakshi of Kanchi. Sometimes he was seen as the Shivashakti avatar. Those who were blessed with this resplendent darshan were verily fortunate souls. It has been an old tradition for devotees to sing songs and stotras describing the exquisite beauty of God. From ancient days, the sages and the saints have been describing the divine beauty. In the Ramaraksha Stotram, while describing the beauty of Sri Ramachandra, Buddha Kaushika Rishi says, quote, "One should meditate on the beautiful Sri Rama, whose hands are adorned with a bow, who is seated in a lotus pose, wearing a yellow silken garment, whose eyes are competing with fresh lotus petals, the one who is blissful, and his eyes are set on the lotus face of Sita, who is seated on his left thigh, whose skin is lustrous like the dark rain-filled clouds, and who is adorned with various precious jewels, and whose head is crowned with a halo of shining curly hair. Let us meditate on this charming Sri Rama." Unquote. While describing the beautiful form of Panduranga, Sandhyaneshwar sings, quote, "Just like the luster emitting forth from innumerable precious gems, the effulgent glow on Panduranga's divine skin is spreading in all directions. The effulgence and his immeasurable beauty cannot be described in words." Unquote. Similarly, God's beauty has been described by a number of devotees in many ways. In the Kakad Arati, early morning Arati of Shirdi Sainath, it is said, "I perform your Kakad Arati early in the morning, O Sainath. Accept the Laghu Seva, a small service of this child of yours, and bless me with a vision of your Chinmaya Rupa, all-knowing effulgent form." In the Sri Satya Sai Suprabhatam, it is said, "Deshantaranga Budhastava Divyamurti, Sandarshanabhirati Samyuta Chitta Vrutya. The intellectuals from several countries have come here to seek your darshan. They are yearning to see your divine form. In the Sri Satya Sai Ramaraksha Stotram, Bhagwan Baba has been described as, one should meditate on the beautiful Sai Rama, the embodiment of love. His face, sweet with a smile, framed in the halo of his curly hair, wearing an orange silken garment, with his eyes competing with fresh lotus petals, who is gracious, the distributor of the divine vibhuti created from his hands for the benefit of the people, calm and peaceful, seated on a lion throne, with raised hand bestowing boons. The description of this beautiful form makes the devotees experience waves of bliss, giving them the divine ambrosial Sai Darshan within. What happens due to this beautiful darshan? Swami himself has told devotees about benefits of darshan. When Bhagwan Baba comes to the darshan hall amidst Veda chanting, all the devotees, Baba says, should focus on his beautiful divine form with undivided attention. None should leave their places in the darshan grounds before he leaves for his residence, for otherwise they are deprived of the divine energy that emits from him during darshan. A well-known scientist, Dr. Frank Baranowski, once photographed Swami with a Kirlian camera and saw that Swami was surrounded by a white, pink and blue aura, which also had gold and silver stripes. All those colors of the aura are known to represent pure love. Dr. Baranowski was stunned to see this phenomena, as he had never seen such an aura before. Sri Satya Sai's darshan bathes the devotees in the rays of love, peace and bliss, and it is a soul-stirring experience for one and all. Darshanam Papanashanam. Darshan of a divine being has the power to destroy all our sins. This description matches perfectly with the darshan of the charming form of Sri Satya Sai, which has the power to destroy our sins and bad tendencies.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 79th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Sundara Rupaya Namaha. The 80th name is
Om Sri Sai Punya Purushaya Namaha.
Let's now explain the meaning and significance of this name. Punya means agreeable, pleasing, lovely, pure. Baba is the embodiment of physical beauty, sweetness of speech and compassion. Punya Purusha also means the person whose name is auspicious to utter and repeat. Baba has said that the name and the form are inseparable. When the name is remembered, the form appears and is present. When the form presents itself, the name rises into the consciousness. They are the obverse and reverse of the same truth. So the name of Baba or any one of the names of the Lord confers punya or merit. It cleanses the mind and confers sanctity. It cleanses the vision and confers joy. Baba has granted visions of himself as Satya Sai, or as the devotee has pictured him, to those who call on him with anguish of sincere yearning. Uttering his name, that is Vak Japam, or keeping it before the eye and mind by writing it repeatedly, that is Likita Japam, marks us pure and our character beneficent and agreeable. Sitting composed and unruffled and drawing on the canvas of the mind a complete picture of his form from head to feet, that is Dhyanam, fills the consciousness with truth, beauty and bliss. Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 80th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Punya Purushaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Punya Purushaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is the embodiment of purity. Bhagwan Baba is the embodiment of purity and he is always engrossed in promoting sacredness in his devotees too. Swami says, quote, purity should be practiced in three ways. Purity in thoughts, purity in speech, purity in deeds. Once a person attains these three types of purity, he becomes worthy of my love. Unquote. It is possible to achieve this purity through constant namasmarana and serving all beings as forms of God. Let us absorb the story which shows how Swami showers his love on those devotees who have attained purity. Swami's biographer Sri N. Kasturiji's mother, Janaki Amma, was an ardent devotee of Swami. Through each action of hers, one could see that she was a recipient of God's grace. Swami had fully bestowed his grace upon her. One day, Janaki Amma said to Baba, Swami, in my last moments, will I receive the holy teeth or water from your sacred lotus hands? Will I attain liberation? Swami said, yes, it will be so. As Janaki Amma's end drew near, Swami was at Bangalore. But he had promised the sacred soul a boon and it had to happen. So, from Swami's photograph, which was on a wall next to her bedside, teerth or holy water started flowing. Janaki Amma partook it thrice and peacefully attained moksha. The second story is about Swami's mother, Ishwaramma. During the early years, Mother Ishwaramma could not realize the divinity of Satya, even though Satya had announced himself that he is the incarnation of God. She was deluded by her maternal affection. Wherever Baba went, he used to take his parents with him. He took them to all the places of pilgrimage along with the devotees and gave them the opportunity to enjoy his divine leelas. In 1972, there was a summer course for students at Brindavan. Ishwaramma had come to Brindavan. She called Pedda Bottu, an 80-year-old lady, to her side one day and said, I will tell you a very important experience of mine. You should not tell this to anybody. Then she continued, you know, Baba is God in human form. The lady laughed at Ishwaramma. Explaining the reason for the laughter, she told Ishwaramma, you have at last understood that Baba is God. That is why I laughed. Ishwaramma then narrated her experience. You know, I was suffering from fever for the past few days. Yesterday, Baba came to me and inquired about my health. I was complaining of pain all over the body and looked up at him. There, I did not see our Baba, but I saw Lord Ramachandra with the crown and the bow and arrows. I sat up from bed with folded hands and was completely engrossed in the beauty of Sri Rama. Even as I was observing, the form changed back to that of our Sai. He materialized Vibhuti, gave it to me and said, the fever will subside, Bangaru. Thus, even though he was God himself, he did all the duties that would please the parents, as an example for others, thus justifying his words, my life is my message. God incarnates from time to time in human form on earth. He moves around us, talks to us, laughs and behaves like any human being. But we should observe him keenly. Baba often says, my life is my message. He always advocates that to conduct oneself in a way not to displease the parents is the primary duty of every individual. He has himself lived an example of this precept.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 80th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Punya Purushaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you, and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.